Zed and Maren Morris there, 98.3 The Coast, the best mix. I'm Zach East. This is the Best Mix in the Morning show. And your music news now for Monday, brought to you by the Whitcomb Senior Living Community, Live Without Limits. A charity event in support of Pride attracted a supergroup dubbed BackSync. Guys from NSYNC joined a pair from Backstreet Boys for their sold-out debut performance on Friday. AJ McLean and Nick Carter jumped on stage with Joey Fatone and Lance Bass. The show was so well received that people murmured about a possible Las Vegas residency. Joey Fatone revealed, quote, "It's interesting to have the four of us knuckleheads do something together. BSB fans are very loyal, so we're going, we get it. Certain people liked one band or the other back in the day, but now it's okay to like both." During rehearsals, the guys traded off in teaching choreography for their biggest hits. A TikTok clip from the rehearsals went viral over the weekend. Taylor Swift just threw her fan base a curveball by announcing that her next re-recorded album will be Red. Swifties have been burning up social media with rumors that Taylor was set to take on 1989 with her next outing, but she nixed that on Friday night by revealing plans for Red, Taylor's version. In a long Instagram post, she explained the revamped album would be her most over-the-top release yet, writing, "Like your friend who calls you in the middle of the night, going on and on about their ex, I just couldn't stop writing. This will be the first time you hear all 30 songs that were meant to go on Red, and hey, one of them is even 10 minutes long." Red, Taylor's version, is set for release November 19th. And Adele just ensured that she'll never have problems with her neighbors because she bought the mansion next door herself. She already owns two multi-million dollar spreads on her Beverly Hills block, and she just spent another $10 million to purchase the estate from pal Nicole Richie and her husband, Good Charlotte's Benji Madden. There aren't any of those luxurious listing photos because the home was never really on the market, just sold between friends. The surrounding gated community has plenty of allure for the paparazzi, with neighboring homes owned by the likes of Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban, Jennifer Lawrence, and Katy Perry. And that is your music news for today on the Best Mix in the Morning show and 98.3 The Coast.